from KQED.
No one can say for sure how the U.S. Supreme Court will rule on Proposition 8 and the Defense of Marriage Act, but the dramatic events of this week constitute a benchmark for the gay rights movement, as the California Report's Scott Schaefer explains.
Standing in line before Tuesday's oral arguments on Proposition 8, longtime gay rights advocate Cleve Jones reflected on how far the movement had come since the 1970s.
It's a tidal wave of change. I think that's probably even, you know, more significant than what the court rules.
That change was on full display outside the Supreme Court this week. Both sides had rallies Tuesday, but by Wednesday, it was clear the overwhelming number of people gathered outside the court supported same-sex marriage. And inside the court, too, there was a notable tone of respect, respect often missing from judges in the past, says Jenny Pizer of the civil rights law firm Lambda Legal in Los Angeles.
The justices are aware that there are same-sex couples with families with real needs. That shows that we're not invisible the way we were for an awfully long time.
Wednesday, she was struck by something Justice Samuel Alito said in a discussion about DOMA.
So let's say three soldiers are injured, and they're all in same-sex relationships. And in each instance, the other partner in this relationship wants to visit the soldier in a hospital.
Alito, one of the court's most conservative members, used that hypothetical question about three gay service members to make a point about how the government should treat them. For Pizer, his question reflects how differently courts now view issues of gay rights. The tone also struck San Franciscan Karen Galinsky, who's suing the federal government because DOMA prevents her from putting her wife Amy on her health plan at work. They put it this way.
There was a level of respect given to the LGBT community that I was delighted to see.
And I would add just a legitimacy about our relationships that I really appreciated and didn't necessarily know that we would receive.
And yet, Fresno gay rights activist Robin McGahey says the discrimination she sees in the Central Valley reminds her, in some ways, of her home state, Mississippi.
My friends and family in the state that I grew up in are behind enemy lines, and the discrimination is still so real and a lot like what it feels like to live in the Central Valley of California. So I do believe change is going to come, but I do believe that it's going to take more time.
How much time will be determined in part by how the U.S. Supreme Court decides these two cases later this year. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer in Washington.